What you're about to hear is actual play from Monster Hearts. We here at iPodcast Magic Missile do not endorse or condone the actions of any of our characters. They are awful, horrible people who do awful, horrible things and say awful, horrible things. This actual play may contain topics including rape, physical abuse, substance abuse, teen sexuality,
cannibalism,
racism, homophobia,
guns,
Satanism.
In other words,
yeah.
If you are easily offended, easily triggered, or easily influenced by, don't listen to this.
Yeah, go listen to our Apocalypse World podcast, which is much more lovey-dovey.
We are not our characters. That's the thing to remember. We are good people. We promise.
Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
This is Dave.
This is Caitlin.
This is Will.
This is Duncan.
Yanni.
And Joanna.
And we are iPodcast Magic Missile.
Hey, Mara. How's it going?
Anyway,
that's very personal.
Let's see. Who has lots of strings on Chastity?
Yeah, burned all of mine and everything.
I have two.
Yeah. Actually, you have three.
Oh, wow. Good.
Remember,
for you.
Because of the whole haunted house thing, I think.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
I
that's right. You guys
ripped
got
your throat
together.
Out.
Oh, yeah.
You got a string on me.
That's true. I did. Got a string on Chassis.
What are you gonna highlight for her?
I think that I should highlight. Were you volatile last time?
I was. I was hot and volatile last time.
Do you have a roll with dark?
I do. To gaze into the abyss and to do the read a sitch thing.
Let's see you be dark.
Alright, let's keep going with volatile.
Volatile.
Gabe, who's got strings on him?
I have two on Gabe.
I do two.
I also have two strings on you.
Does anyone else not have two strings on me? Okay, alright.
That's okay, Robin.
Well, Robin, you know.
You'll get that.
Not much power play.
I mean, you could choose anyone, Gabe.
Yeah. Didn't choose
yeah.
me.
You could choose anyone.
Oh, no, you're right, I can.
Can't choose me.
Chassis.
Oh.
Yeah. Wait, you got something to say about it?
No, of course not.
Uh-huh, whatever.
Well, that's right, you two were going hunting.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I asked her.
Yeah. I think you should be volatile for our hunting trip. That would be good.
Your pose reminds me of a velociraptor.
Clever, Yanni.
Except I have a book instead of claws.
That's kind of racist. How do you know velociraptors didn't have books?
On the ends of their hands?
If
they can open doors,
why couldn't they
yes,
open
true.
Books?
Books
open doors.
About this tall.
Doors of opportunity.
Have you seen not the philosopher?
I have.
They look like chickens with teeth.
I think we were what?
They can't open doors.
Hot and
doors of
last time.
I was hot and cold last time.
Ah.
And now I'm volatile and something.
Hot and cold.
Let's go doors.
Yeah. They stood on each other's tiny little chicken shoulders.
I was mainly looking to see if you had any moves. Actually, I was mainly looking to see if a specific move, but that highlights off of people that help, not your staff.
Yep.
And I can't highlight people helping you.
Nope. We're going to get to the books at some point, but maybe not this session.
That's fine.
I would need to know what was going on.
It's true.
But that's not going to happen for a while. Actually, it could happen this session.
Mara, I think it's your turn.
It's true. Who's got strings on her?
Who has strings on
I have two.
Mara.
I have two strings on you.
I have two as well.
Do you have strings on you, Gabe?
Yes, I do. I have two.
What about you, Robin? Any strings?
You shouldn't feel
Robin
left out.
Robin has no strings.
Just because you have
strings. I have strings on clip.
Well, see, there you go. That's fine. I'm not left out.
I don't want to talk to Clip.
I'll let Gabe have some string action this time.
Mara, what would you like to have highlighted?
How about cold? I do things with cold.
You do. Did you have a second preference other than cold? What would you like to do today?
Volatile.
Yeah, let's do volatile.
What were you last week?
I don't remember. I already deleted race.
I think you were dark because didn't you go into the abyss? Wasn't that the first thing you did?
It could have been.
Okay. Well,
remember, we're trying to kind of hold you back a little bit on the experience point
yeah.
out later.
But I don't mind Mar being volatile. We've got a lot of volatile
oh, yeah.
today. This
yeah.
is going to be a fighty day.
It is.
We have Monster High.
Definitely. So what is your verdict?
Well, I said...
Why don't I do dark just so I don't level?
Okay.
And volatile.
Yanni, what about
volatile?
You?
I think volatile is good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would
dark work. And volatile.
Okay.
That's two.
Okay. So, who has strings on me?
I have one.
I've got three.
I have two.
No, wait, I have none. I spent the ball.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
Roz gets to decide.
He's a non-player character.
Mm.
So, did you say you had the most?
I have one.
You have one, and you had two?
One, which is not the most.
Okay, well, I think more than you have the most strings on me. Unless, Robin, do you have any strings on me?
I've got two.
Oh. Well, you know what, Robin? You haven't gotten to name one yet, so why don't you pick one?
Thanks for the charity. I want to see you be cold.
Okay, I can be cold.
I'm going to make you totally flip-flop from last week and be volatile.
Okay, I can be cold and volatile. You guys want me to.
So much volatile.
Alright, so what about Robin?
Well, I think I've got two on you right now.
Two.
You now got two?
I used them. I used two of my four.
Oh, okay. I don't believe
I turned a 8 into a 6 on one of the rolls that you made to.
Okay.
Shut
so,
him down like a little bitch.
Her.
So anyways,
Robin,
I can understand why you don't understand
two.
The difference
sure.
between the male and the female body.
You tell me what to be.
I'll tell you what to be. You need to be hot today. Because, you know, you got to go get
it
your girl
sense.
Back. Because sure, you know, you're in charge.
It's the body you see the most frequently, so it makes sense.
I think I'm going to keep everybody volatile.
No.
Seriously?
Yes.
Fight happening.
I was actually going to make Robin be hot because that's the only stat that hasn't been highlighted yet, and you stole it from me.
I did. Well, he's got work to do today. He's got important things.
Okay, so I guess first thing is are there scenes that people want to have? I was kind of thinking of skipping the weekend mostly, unless people have scenes they
well,
want to take place during.
We have
the
a hunting.
We
trip.
Have a hunting
okay.
trip.
That's got to happen.
Yes,
I think so.
And then I still got to give him his keys back, but that could have just happened off screen.
Yeah, I mean we can do it as a scene if you want.
Are they supposed to have like a scene where they catch up?
Robin
wanted
to, I don't know.
Keep on
okay.
having a thing where they say they're going to, like...
Yeah, that's true.
Gotta
I
get
to
and it's been put
so.
Off, like, literally thinking about saying, that's going to happen next session, and then it never happens.
We should have had this
yeah.
session.
I need to tell him about Marcel.
Okay. I'd like to have a scene with Gabe and Brian and Raz at some point. Probably not all at the same time, though.
So, three scenes?
Three scenes.
Two scenes? I'd prefer three scenes, but
okay.
if that's not possible, I would understand.
And I'm hoping
well,
that
you can have the first one
with
Roz, and then you can have
yeah.
the second one. Thanks to having like, hey Roz, I'd really like to have some scenes, but
I don't think I can ask him for meta things. And if
are
I
sure?
could, it wouldn't be in the spirit of the game.
You're remarkably low key today. You know that.
Well, you're a stabilizing force in my life, Gabe.
I
feel
I don't even understand.
What about...
Apparently you did something to her.
Mara have... Do you have scenes you want to have with
she
Mara?
Let me. What?
I was talking to Caitlin. Yeah.
I'm sure something will come up.
Okay.
You're a popular person. I'm sure someone will want to have a scene with you.
Well, let's start with Robin and Gabe after the game.
Make sure that happens.
Wolves. I'm coming out of the locker room with my like big duffel on my shoulder and my, you know, street clothes, got my jacket.
Gabe.
Robin, what's up?
Good game.
Thanks, but, man.
I want to talk
for
to
Jeff.
You because Yeah,
what?
For Jeff.
What's up? I put my arm around Robin and I kinda lead him off to the side. What's going on, man? Haven't seen you in a while. You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I want to talk to you for a while, actually, because remember how you told me to go and do some sleuthing about the guy Marcel?
Yeah, dude. Did you hear about... Is he in trouble?
Hell if I know. I just wanted to show you this, because... So, pull out my yearbook. Flipping.
Oh, hey, I got your keys.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Yeah, Chloe told me she didn't have them anymore, but...
What's up with you two, anyway?
We're never, ever, ever getting back together.
Was it you? Did you decide that, or did she?
I suppose it was her, but...
Be straight with me.
She kicked me out of the car, and then, like...
You cannot let a woman walk all over you like that.
I'm not gonna...
Well,
because
do you still have feelings for her? Do you still like her?
No.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Okay, then.
If I never see Chloe again, it may be too soon.
Not saying a word about...
Anyways, so... This guy, Marcel.
Yeah, Marcel.
He's,
all right.
So I found him in the yearbook here, and you know he graduated. Wait, he graduated a couple. No,
yeah, he hasn't graduated. He's still in school.
Oh, okay.
He's a senior, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think Harmony said something about that. I don't really remember.
Yeah, I talked to her the other day. He like looked different in newer yearbooks from what he did in older yearbooks, and he used to be on the football team, but I guess he's not anymore.
Huh. Wonder why he quit.
I don't know. Apparently he quit around the same time he started looking different, so...
Well, it's probably because he wasn't working out. You know, I look a lot different than I did when I was a freshman. I mean, I'm 2 inches taller. I'm, you know, got the guns. I mean, that's not so weird, I guess. Right?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, it's face picture.
Well, I don't know. So you think maybe he's in trouble then?
Maybe. I don't know. Me and Harmony are hopefully going to do like some sleuthing, investigative journalism.
That's awesome. You should totally do that. I think he's in some kind of trouble. You need to tell him I need to go tell him I need to... Tell him if you see him. Tell him I want to talk to him.
Okay.
You know, and Harmony's kind of cute. You should totally hook up with her.
Yeah, maybe she's kind of like nosy, but I guess nosy can be a good thing sometimes. You know what I mean?
Depends on what you're using that nose for.
Yeah. So, anyways, good game, and you know,
thanks,
if we find out anything exciting, we'll give you a call, yes.
Absolutely.
Have a fun weekend.
Good luck checking that out.
Alright, so...
I've relayed the information.
Woo! Don't think there's anything else post-game, then, unless I'm missing something. So I guess we're just gonna...
Early.
Yeah.
Way before the sun's come up.
Oh, yes.
this owns.
Oh, yes.
They hunt
on Tatooine. This was on Earth!
No.
Now we're on Tatooine.
This is what we do. So, Dad doesn't have to preach until Sunday, right? So, and usually, you know, I go home and try to get as much sleep as I can, which is usually only a few hours because I get the game Friday night. So I get home, crash, get up, 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. We grab our gear, because we get to go up into the mountains to where the, you know, where the woods are, right?
So who all is going? It's you.
Well, it's me and my dad. His
Yeah, my dad's coming.
Okay, so your dad's coming, and then us two. And we've got two hunting lines that are on opposite sides of the mountain. On opposite sides of the ridge line.
Mm-hmm.
So that we're not shooting at each other, you know what I mean? Because
right.
that's silly.
Yeah. Nobody.
So it's like 4 in the morning, moon's still up. And
what is
we roll up in our
I want to get some
cab.
Names here real quick. So I know who I'm dealing with. What is your last name?
Reese. R-E-E-S-E.
Okay. And have we already figured out what your dad's first name is?
No.
Mister. I think it's going to be Max.
Sir.
Sir Reese? That sounds silly.
What is his name?
Max.
Not that I would ever use it.
No, probably not.
And not that anyone I'm associated with would ever use it.
Right. But.
But her dad might.
Her, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm almost positive of it. And then. I don't remember what your last name is.
It's Boggs.
Boggs.
Yeah. My daddy's name is Walt.
Walt, okay.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's
a good name.
Well, yes. Conveniently, that's on the list.
Oh, good.
I'll just cross it off.
Yeah.
Well, Walter's on the list, but he goes by Walt. And do we have a description for either of them?
Do you want to go first?
I think my dad's a tall guy, broad-shouldered. Even he was a football player before he got hurt, right? Handsome, gray hair, graying, really has a presence about him. He's what you would expect from a guy who's a preacher, like not like a mega church, but like a big evangelical church,
gotcha.
like maybe not like Southern Baptist, but like definitely like one of those either non-denominational or like evangelical type.
You should watch out for
churches.
Those muscular priests, though.
I don't understand.
And what about?
I found them to be very dangerous.
Walt is about medium height. He's got a little bit of a beer gut, but that doesn't mean he's not muscular anymore. He's got a few missing teeth, but he's got a nice smile. And he may or may not have facial hair. It depends on what day of the week it is.
What angle you're looking at.
What angle, yeah. That's right.
Probably
like
right now
around.
He does.
Yeah, right now he does. So he's a sort of scruffy all over salt and pepper, you know, that is contrasted to his slightly balding, kind of receding.
Just moves.
Kinda.
Move.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
We did establish this was the first time we've all gone hunting together.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Which has my father tickled. Pink, by the way, that he's taking a preacher hunting, much less a preacher's boy hunting.
We have, you know, nice new, you know, not Walmart. We actually went to the nice sporting goods store. We get the camo, you know.
This is part of your armory.
I don't. She's got the armory. No,
we
just got store bought guns.
Okay.
Yeah, you have store bought guns. We have armory guns. They're well oiled, lovingly cared for. They have a sheen. They kind of go.
There might be a fragment of the True Cross in the stock somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere slipped in, lovingly polished,
or a relic of some kind.
Yeah,
okay. Like super customized.
Yeah, super customized.
Like hair triggers.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
hair sights, hair everything. Really,
yeah.
Make
hair.
Everything is out of
I
hair.
Mean, it's
very
just a gun.
Hair
it's treats. A hair gun.
Yep. Hair camo.
Hair camo. That's right. We wear ghillie suits. But no, it's all very well loved, like these sort of handed down through generations type guns that, you know, don't look like old timey guns. They just look well loved and old, and you know, yeah, they've got like little things carved in them in a couple of places.
Okay.
That
nice.
Kind of stuff.
So I'm thinking we would go up to, we just drive up to the thing, you park the car, park the quad cab up on the ridge,
mm-hmm.
get our gear out of the back,
mm-hmm.
and we would maybe go to one blind and they would go to the other.
Yeah, why not?
Since you're my buddy. You're coming home.
Yeah, my daddy. My daddy kind of laughs because your dad looks at him and he's like, is this all right? And my dad just laughs in his face.
Actually,
or should I let you do that because I'm not...
Max and Walter have known each other beforehand.
Okay.
And they're... they don't really say much to each other, but, like, a look passes between them as you guys are unpacking and, as you suggest... You two going into one blind and then going into the other.
Mm-hmm.
Walt kind of shrugs and laughs. Max is like, yeah, that sounds fine. It is foggy this morning. Like, the weather above your hips is clear. But if
mm-hmm.
you, like, lay down, people wouldn't be able to find you.
So it's good for hunting, right?
Perfect timing weather.
Sure, yeah. Sure. Well, depends on what you're hunting. Rabbits, maybe not so
much.
Deer. Deer.
In fact, I've got a vial of female deer urine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Attractive.
To help attract
you
the
You probably
stags.
Know this before he mentioned
yes.
it.
Yes, yes. I smell it coming down the road. I'm
Pray.
Like... There's Dad... Dad.
So I kind of sprinkle it out in front of the hunting blind, and we snuggle up in there. It's 4:30. The moon's out. Dark.
Just constantly making this face because it's way too strong because you poured the whole bottle out. It's just in my nose, and I can't.
I'm
so
sorry.
Distracted. It's all right. It's all right.
What's wrong?
Deer. It smells deer pee.
Oh yeah, it is kind of strong.
Yeah, it's all right.
Let me
it's
cap
right.
that bottle.
Yes, thank you, thank you. Just put it away. All right, that's better. Thank you. Yeah. So good game last night.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. I thought Tayshaun was just incredible.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing it for Jeff though. You know?
Indeed. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tayshaun was really good. That was kind of odd. You know. So, did you ever get a chance to talk to him? Did you ever figure
out... Oh, yeah, he's totally cool.
He's cool?
Chloe was just blah, blah. You know
yeah,
how she is.
Yeah, I know how she is.
Yeah,
I
she
know.
Is. Oh, is there something over there? Oh, no. False alarm.
No, there's nothing. I'll let you know if there's any... I'll say something. Well, I won't say anything because that scares him. But I'll kind of poke you.
All right.
Okay. So, anyways. Yeah, so. How is you and Chloe? Because you guys seem kind of a... When I left you that one time.
Let me tell you a little something about Chloe.
I mean, her tits were all out and everything.
She has great tits. You know. But, no, dude, I couldn't ever really, I mean, I gotta, you know, keep myself pure and all that, but, I mean, what would, the guys would never let me live it down. I mean, look at her. She's this fat goth freak.
I don't know if she's so fat. I mean... here's my point.
A, she's ridiculous. But B, no, dude, I would get nothing but shit the rest of the year from my boys.
Well...
If I did anything more than just, you know, take her out back...
What's more than taking her out back?
Well, I can't actually. But I could say I did.
Wait, so you can pretend to... Do
we could go? I mean, you can do a lot of things and not
halfway.
At least.
What are we talking about?
I'm not sure.
Soaking.
All right.
So speaking of which.
Speaking of which.
Dear you.
Can I ask you like a serious question?
Sure. Yeah. As long as it's not too loud.
I'm be quiet. All
right.
And this is kind of personal. All
right, that's fine. Yeah.
So, about Mara.
Yes.
I can't figure that girl out.
Well, what are you trying to figure out?
Well, like, have you ever, like, met somebody who's just, like, really cool and, like...
Well, she's cool.
And, like, I don't know, she... Like, I totally, the other night, at that the house, like, I saved her. I picked her up and brought her home, made sure she was okay, and I waited around until she was, you know... Till she came to, and she won't give me the time of day, you know. And I,
I didn't know about that. I didn't know that you were the one that helped her that night.
I mean, I know I'm like,
and now she won't talk to you.
Well, it's not that she won't talk to me, but, like, she totally shuts me down whenever I try to, like, you know, make a move or anything.
Well, I mean... How many girls are you trying to take out behind the half and such?
Oh, Chloe wanted to show me your tits. I don't care about that.
All right, well, I don't know if I have any...
I mean, you're kind of a girl, right?
I lash out physically. Right. So that's a 9.
I mean,
all right. So, what are you
push
doing?
The
you're like
side of your head into. Well, okay. So here's a question: is it an enclosed tree stand or is it just
yeah.
one of the? Okay, I push it into the side of like the
heart
of wood.
Going to be too hard.
Yeah.
Now, is this at ground level or like
no,
where the trees a little bit?
It's like a treehouse for her.
Maybe the harm is that she actually pushes you hard enough that
like,
you fall out of the blind.
Okay, yeah. that actually sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
And,
and you can gain a string on me for that. That's fine. That's all right.
I live hard.
There is a rustling, and there was a deer, which the commotion sets off, and there's a shot, you can't tell whether it's from Max or Walt, from the other blind, at it. And then there's cursing that is definitely from Walt.
Like, son of a bitch!
I had it right in my sights. What the hell are you kids getting up to over there?
Chastiness in her own strength.
Daddy said I was only kind of a girl! It's a garbled, warbled thing that you can't quite understand.
Chastity. I just mean, like, you're my bud. I kind of think of you as one of the guys.
I get it.
So,
that's fine.
You're,
get back up here. Can you walk?
Your dad has actually come over from the blind. He's like, I think we're going to switch. Why don't you go hang out with Walt for a little while?
I don't want to be with your dad. I'm sorry, sir. I mean, are you alright? Can you walk? I didn't mean to, break you.
Oh, I think I'll be okay.
Alright. We'll talk later, alright? Alright? You alright?
He takes a, like, quick look at your shoulder. Like, he'll be fine.
Do you mind helping me pop this back in? Jesse?
I can do that. That's fine. I can probably clamber down. Because
I can actually heal harm this way. If I have your attend to my wounds.
Oh.
I don't know that this is quite intimate. Like,
if you had a violation gauntlet.
if you were still both in the blind by yourselves and your dad wasn't standing right there,
it would be
I might give it
that
to you.
That just makes him more erotic.
I'll go with Walt.
Dad's watching.
Huh? Well, Walt could do it.
No.
Feel better, Gabe. Bye.
Good thing you trailed off there,
that?
Like while standing still.
No, thank you.
So okay, I crawl into the blind with Walt. Hey, Walt. Dora's strong. Okay.
I trained her good. Well, then I definitely trained her good. Would you say to rile her up like that?
I was just saying, like, she's my bud. Like, but I was asking her, like, girl advice. And I said, you know, because you're kind of a girl.
She is kind of a girl.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. You gotta watch yourself, though. She's got a strength to her.
I've noticed. I've had worse in practice.
Yeah.
So what's this other conversation like?
Between your dad and me?
Yeah.
What's your last name? Mr. Reese.
Mr. Reese.
So, how is that Jesus?
Yeah, so Mr. Reese, I like your son, and we are friends, and I'm sorry for pushing him out of the tree stand. However, he, as much as he tries to be a gentleman, he does not understand some things that come out of his mouth. So, yeah. I hope I didn't break his shoulder.
No, he would have been...
All right,
making cool. A bit more noise, I think.
Well, he does try to be a manly man type, and I appreciate that about him. That's why we're friends, you know, but...
Just friends?
Yeah, just friends.
Good.
Sir. Yeah.
He wasn't trying anything, was he?
No, and if he was, don't you think he'd have flew further out the tree stand?
Maybe so.
Maybe so. Well, anyways, there was a deer coming by here, because he dumped that whole damn thing of deer piss out.
Yeah, well, there was, and I had a shot on it.
I'm sorry.
And, you guys scared it off.
I know. That's my fault. He said a thing, and I... Yeah, well, maybe a new one will come by.
So, Walt... You have any idea why your daughter's so riled up today?
I don't know. Kind of looks up in the sky. But it might be that time of month.
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean.
I didn't mean that.
No, dude. It's a girl thing. I understand. I mean,
my mom's a girl. Oh, yes.
She gets cranky sometimes. You know how that is.
It's been a while. My wife died many a year back.
Oh man, I'm sorry.
It's all right. It happens.
I don't know what to say to that, so I'll just clam up and
look at nothing.
Look at nothing.
Try to kill another thing.
Yeah.
That's the best way to deal with feelings, right?
That's right.
Kill stuff.
Hope something comes by soon.
So did you know your granddad?
Not too well. I mean, Dad talked about him sometimes. He's a wild guy. He was a preacher in his own right.
It's true.
But he was a... Dad just says he was a different kind of preacher. You know.
That's a...
Did you know...
Very... Him? A little bit. He and my pa were pretty tight.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess that's just two family lines intertwined like that. That's... Maybe God has a plan for us somehow, as...
Maybe so.
Some sort of fate.
What was
your dad like?
Well, he was certainly a God-fearing man, but he also put the fear of God into those what deserved it.
Man of action.
Yeah.
Is that where you get some of those fine antique weapons?
Yeah, some of them have been in the family for a while, and some were...
God, I've never seen anything like that shotgun right there.
Well, this one here was actually your grandpa's.
Really?
Yeah, when Max decided to take up full-time preaching, he figured we'd get more use out of it. And then when my pa died, he passed it on to me. And when my time comes, it'll be Chassis. Unless you feel like taking up the mantle.
What do you mean?
He looks, I don't mean nothing by that. Just a slip of the tongue. I'm sorry. I was reminiscing and mind was wandering.
I understand. Before my grandpa died when I was really young, he used to tell these crazy stories. Yeah, we thought.
What kind of stories?
Oh, gosh. Them going off in the woods. You know what? I think your pa was part of that story, now that I remember it. They used to go off when something was taken. That was back when this was a ranching country.
Mm-hmm.
And something would take cattle, sheep.
Yeah.
They'd go off and they'd, they told all sorts of tall tales about chupacabras and werewolves and said he even fought a vampire once. Then again, well, never mind.
He is definitely trying to keep a straight face. not as in he's laughing at you, but as in, like, he's trying to act like he's passing it off as nothing.
You know, was any of that real? I mean, I've seen some pretty strange stuff.
I'm sure it was real enough for them. I mean, going around and wolves in the hills, whatever. Stories get embellished over the years with the telling.
Why don't you tell me a story then, while we're waiting for the deer? Be quiet.
Wow.
Glock deer.
You're trying to manipulate him?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm embarrassed, but whatever.
Tell us a story, Yanni.
11.
11. Threat, a bribe, or a motive? I kind of feel like...
I can give you one. You know, there's some... I'll be honest with you, there's some weird stuff going on at school. And I know for a fact that some of those tall tales maybe weren't so tall after all.
So that's it?
Yeah. And, you know... Sometimes it falls to me to keep people safe.
Well, I hope you'll... do your best to keep Chassis safe.
Exactly. But it helps to know what's out there. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know how much help I can be to you then, because most of the stories Pa told me ended with stuff not being out there anymore. Like...
So he was good at what he did?
Yeah. Well, at least he claims he was. I don't know how much truth there is to all the stories. But
well,
there was this one time, and I don't actually feel like coming up with the whole
story.
But he talks about this one time they fought a coven of vampires and or witches, or he's not really clear.
Vampire witches.
Yeah.
Vampire cowboys.
I think Chassis got a lot of her grandpa.
Witches, witches.
You think?
Ew.
I didn't even know my grandpa wore up.
That was the perverted owl.
Alright, well, I think I want to call Scene There.
Scene There.
Unless you have more you want to talk with Mr. Reese about.
Not off the top of my head, no. I feel like it would be an interesting scene if I knew what I wanted to talk about, but I don't. So.
We could come back to it at some point, maybe.
It can be kind of a flashback.
Yeah. That's actually a really good thing to do.
Alright.
Or just put a
pen
in that
might, we might. It might and transpire that something that would have been made relevant in the conversation with Reese becomes relevant, and so then we can do a flashback. Mm-hmm. Alright.
Sounds like a plan.
Did anybody else have weekend plans?
I wanted to see Brian at some point.
Okay. How are you in touch with him?
Well, something happened to my cell phone, and so I can't really call him. So I figured I'd just drive to his house. But I don't have the keys for the car anymore. A lot of stuff has just been happening to me lately.
It's terrible.
It feels pretty awful. So I'm probably gonna... I can't ask my mom for a ride. I don't know how close... How close is Brian to me? Is that, I know where he lives. I've seen his place. Robin, do you know how close Brian is to you?
You can't just come and knock on my door. I don't want to see you anymore, Chloe.
I'm sorry. I wanted to talk to Brian, and I know you know him pretty well. I'm sorry. I know you asked me to not bother you. I promise after this, I will not bother you. Okay?
No. It's not okay, Chloe.
Oh.
Also,
are you going to shut her down?
Yeah, sure. That's a good point.
That's a good point.
But then I'm going to fail. It's going to be terrible.
Six.
Did you tell your mom that you and Chloe had broken up? I can't remember.
Brian was certainly around, but I'm not sure there was an explicit me and Chloe are broken up.
Right. So I think while you're talking, your mom comes out to see who's at the door. He's like, "Oh, Chloe, what are you doing standing out of the door? Why don't you come in?"
Oh, well, thank you.
She's staying outside because she's not really welcome anymore, maybe?
Oh, isn't that up to your mom as well?
Yeah, I guess so. Mom, are you good friends with Chloe?
Well, she's your friend, right? I thought...
No. We're not friends anymore.
When did this happen?
He broke up with me. I saw him with Brian.
She broke up with me. Well, do you want the whole story? Is that what you want? Or do you want Chloe to come inside?
Really, all I want to know is where Brian is, because I don't actually... My phone got broken recently, I need to talk to him. I'll certainly leave as soon as I find him.
Mom, look, this is kind of important to me. I'd really like it if Chloe wasn't welcome here anymore. And, you know, I don't really want to help her. She's...
I understand.
Manipulative.
She pulls you back from the door and slams it in Chloe's face.
Okay.
Okay.
That's understandable.
I can't believe she did that to you after all these years. You've been thick as thieves for as long as I can remember.
Well, you know, she's changed. She's, like, kind of a tramping around and stuff. I don't know. I don't really know what to do about it. She's still on the doorstep. Can we, like, go up to the kitchen or something?
Sure.
I just can't stand hearing her up there.
I'm walking away.
I've already walked out of your shop.
Oh, okay. Do you actually know where Brian's house is? Or?
Well, I could probably look it up in the yearbook. It wouldn't be very hard.
The phone book.
Yeah, phone book might be. They don't usually publish addresses in yearbooks.
This is my first time buying a yearbook, so I thought it was going to be really exciting. It had all sorts of cool stuff in it. But I could look in the phone book, too. So, yeah, go under the sink, look it up.
He lives a ways away.
Is there a bus? I bet there's a bus around here.
There's a bus, like, in the downtown areas, but you guys live up near the hills, wow. And there's not a lot of service that close. I mean...
Other people might have nearby.
I know.
People who need to have seen this session.
That's true. I guess I could call Mara. I know she's got... Her parents have a car.
Or you could walk to her house since you don't have a phone, because you already established
it. I've got a home phone.
There you go.
And I've got a phone book.
There you go.
That's usually combined.
I just wanted you to remember that you've established
it. I know.
Okay.
So that's really hurtful. Do you think I wouldn't remember that sort of thing?
So are you going to call Mara then?
Yeah.
He's miming the dial, the phone.
I think you have a push button problem.
Who knows?
Could have a spare phone.
Bring, bring, a bring, bring, a bring, bring. Hello. This is her phone. It's a very strange phone.
This is Angela and Mara's residence. We're not here at the phone right now, so please leave us a message, and we'll be happy to get back. Please also leave your phone number, too, because if you don't leave a phone number, we won't know how to get in touch with you, because we don't really have a caller ID with a blinky flashing light in the number display, because it's kind of broken after the cat stepped on it and broke it, so it would be really useful if you gave us that, too. Thank you!
Hey, Mara, I know you're there. And I know you're mad at me, so I understand why you didn't pick up.
Hey, Chloe, sorry, I'm used to Mom getting the phone, but she's not here right now. Why are you calling? Hey?
Well, I was wondering whether you'd be willing to give me a ride to Brian's house. I need to talk to him. And I know this is a really crazy request, but...
Why do you want to go to Brian's house?
Because I want to talk to him. Brian and I... We both dated Robin, and I wanted to talk to him because Robin's sensitive.
I thought Brian stole Robin's... Wait. I mean, I thought Robin stole Brian's glasses.
He did, but I think they're dating now.
Why is everyone Okay. Are you gonna go beat him up or something?
No, I'm not gonna go beat him up. I'm gonna help... To be honest, I'm worried about Robin. Robin is really sensitive, and I don't know whether Brian's going to treat him right.
I'm not sure if you're telling the truth, Becca. Yesterday you were all like, ooh, everything's about me, and now you're all like, ooh, everything's about helping Brian?
Well, I met someone. Gabe. And since I've been...
Hadn't you met Gabe, like, years ago?
I did, but... we're dating.
All went to school together.
I know, but we're dating now, and I feel like I've got to be...
You guys are dating?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Well... is that a request? I don't know with you sometimes.
I'm not actually sure. I'm not sure I want to talk to you anymore. I'm kind of actually pissed off about that.
Okay, well, I mean, Gabe's treated me in a way that I feel like I can finally have some self-respect for myself. That wasn't very well done. I'm sorry. But do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I can be a better person for him and because of him. And I just want to help...
Wait. Since when are you and Gabe dating?
Well, we met before the game shortly. We decided to go dating.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
And you're dating?
Yes.
Dating?
We didn't go on a date per se, but we kind of made out. I think that qualifies at least as a preliminary.
Then are we dating?
I don't think you can date two people simultaneously, Mara.
Does that mean we were dating and you broke up with me?
I don't know, it's just... It's complicated. I feel like there's so much going through me right now.
Is it Cox?
No,
right now you sound kind of like a huge slut bag.
First and foremost, Mara, you know for a fact that it doesn't generally go all the way through and out to the other side. That's ridiculous.
Okay, that was pretty funny. I'll come pick you up just for that.
Oh, okay.
And flick.
Alright.
On that note,
I just cannot bring. It is awesome.
And I need a quick pee break.
Oh.
I want more cider.
Yeah.
Good job, sweethearts.
Oh, fantastic. I am sorry for pushing you out of the tree stand. I do kind of...
Once per session, when you have time to rest and tend to your wounds, you may heal one harm, however.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I've been hard. It's been really busy.
Oh, yeah. I was in a fight, and then the next day I was at the game.
Oh, okay.
And then the next morning I was hunting and got pushed out of the line.
I
have not had any time.
I died, so I'm healed.
I mean, so what we did... What was the
name? I lost a condition.
Yeah, they're... If you take time over the weekend, maybe you can heal. Sunday?
I think
maybe?
Sunday might be a day of rest for me after church. Unless somebody comes and annoys me at my house.
Could happen. It could happen.
I know what I'm going to do this session. I'm just going to stick my face in people's lives.
I think you're at your best when you're doing that, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your face, the whole face is important, though.
The whole face. Just the rush zoom.
I was afraid there, you were both going to do that, and there was going to be blood.
So Caitlin and I are very good at getting extremely like headbutting.
Oh.
It's a love headbutt.
Mm-hmm.
It's very romantic.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. So you're going to go take the car, pick up Chloe?
Yes.
Who
I keep on forgetting my character is supposed to be in love with.
I thought you were going after Gabe.
But I mean, established in the beginning, someone reminded you what love was when you thought that death had stolen away from you forever, giving two strings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I saw her slaughtering a squirrel in the forest.
Yep. Wait. Oh.
That's why you have to be reminded of it.
I was very hungry at the moment. And
I can see.
It was pretty sexy.
So you're going to pick me up?
Yes.
We're going to get to that.
Okay.
Maybe. Maybe being...
It's like a half a scene.
Yeah, well,
it's
a whole scene.
It's fine.
Yanni, what is the MC up here?
So, your mom is actually due back on Tuesday. So while you're getting the keys and you're ready to go out, you're a little surprised to see her getting out of a taxi cab. I guess this is Saturday afternoon or early afternoon, and she looks both sad and pissed off and comes storming into the house and straight for the liquor cabinet.
Oh.
Hey,
what's up? Mom.
If it wasn't for you, I'd fucking kill him. And, like, she's already gotten out of, like, a tumbler, but is just drinking straight from the bottle. And there are tears streaming down her face, but she looks really pissed off, too.
What? Who are we killing? What?
I don't think my list has last names on it. It's a good doctory sounding last name.
Fine.
Yeah.
I went to a
it's
doctor.
It's officially
fine.
Jewy. I say this as a Jew.
Okay.
Dr. Fine Booty.
Yeah.
Dr. Fine. He's sleeping with Jacqueline, and I don't know how he could do that to me. It's
what?
All I went through to protect you, and and he had to fucking make me fall in love with him and then ditch me for some hot new nurse the first chance he gets. It's ridiculous.
What's going on, Mom?
I'm sorry, it's not your fault.
You're saying words and I can't connect them into a logical structure. I need... Please, Mom?
I'm sorry, I didn't tell you. Because I... When you died...
Mm-hmm.
I had to do some things so that... You wouldn't, you know, the police wouldn't ask too many questions, and Dr. Fine helped me, and I helped him, and we kind of fell in love, and now he's fucking the nurse, and she, like, picks up the empty tumbler and, like, throws it across the room, shattering against the wall. Just such a asshole.
Well...
I can't do anything about it, because if I do, he'll reveal your secret.
Well, then... Screw him. Who even is this asshole?
He's...
I mean... Who the fuck even is this guy? I don't even...
He's my doctor. We were supposed to go... I should have told you. We were supposed to go on.
I thought you were sick.
I thought that would be. That's what I had to tell the work so that. We were supposed to go on a fucking cruise, and we were going to be gone, and they wouldn't give me the time off of work. So, and I figured if they called. I know you're not great at lying, so I figured if you just thought I was in the hospital...
Well, I thought you had, like, fucking cancer or something. You could have fucking told me that you were okay, about to take a fucking cruise with some doctor.
I was going to tell you when I came back.
Oh, yeah, so I'm just sitting here working my ass off about my mom. He's out, you know, drinking fucking tequila on a cruise ship with some
That's not fucking happening. Look,
so
I'm sorry, I'm too pissed off to talk about it right now. And she, like, takes the rest of the whiskey bottle and heads upstairs.
What the fuck, Mom? Fuck. I had to go pick up some fucking... I have to go pick someone up. Alright, you just... Fuck. I'm heading out.
Okay. All right, so car pulls up outside your house.
Oh, wonderful. I bet that's Mara. I say to myself, that's weird. Why do I talk to myself? Why am I still talking to myself? I have to get in that car. Okay, now I'm really going. And then I go. But I don't say it, because that'd be weird. Hey, Mara.
Hey. Chloe, what the...
What? Robin really liked it when I wore a lot of black and all that goth silliness. But now...
Do you wear pearls with a sweatshirt?
Well, my mom wasn't wearing them, so I figured it was okay. I'm gonna give them back. It's just it's a mother-daughter borrowing thing.
Okay. It really accentuates your... Where are we going? Brains.
Going
place.
To brains.
Okay.
I really appreciate this, Mara. It means a lot to me.
Okay. So... Brain.
That's the guy. Again, I'm really sorry about the other day, about making out with you. I mean, it's not that I'm sorry I made out with you. I mean, it's really nice, it's just... I met someone. Gabe's just so wonderful. And I hope we can still be friends, you know?
I don't get why everyone... You know, Gabe's kind of creepy.
No, he's sweet.
Well, yeah, he's sweet, but he's sweet in kind of a creepy way, where he sits in your bed and touches your neck wounds.
I'm sorry, what?
You know, you would understand if Gabe were to ever sit at your bed and tend to your wounds. But it's kind of a creepy sensation when he does.
Are you saying that you had this experience recently?
Well, I mean, when it happens, it's just a little unnerving when it happens.
When did that
happen? Do you know the directions to the brain's house?
Yes, actually, I do have the directions to the brain's house. Here they are. I've got some Google map things. Now, when did you say this happened?
Oh, well...
I'm sure it's not just, like, a page ripped out from the phone book.
It might be.
Oh, it wasn't a big
deal. Google map drawn and crayon on the top.
It wasn't a big deal. There was some... You know, he had left some... There was this silly party that he left to come get me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was the night of my party that you didn't come to?
Well, I had tried to come to your party.
Mm-hmm.
But then I couldn't be there.
Oh, okay. Well, I understand. You probably had something pretty important to do with your social life.
Well, you know, I wanted to come, but, you know, there really wasn't any motivation for me anymore.
I didn't mean to lead you on. That was a different me. When I was like that, I felt like I couldn't be me. And I was trying to pull everyone in and get even the slightest amount of attention. You know, I don't even remember the last time I saw my mother.
We're here.
Well, thanks, Mara. I really appreciate it. I give her a little peck on the cheek.
I rolled a turner on.
Using my own dice?
That's an 8.
I'm going to spend 1-2 to turn that into a 6.
I want to say your attempt to turn him on was the old... Or turn... Yeah, I'm sorry. Turn clothing on was the old, like, swivel the last second to steal the kiss. And Chloe, like, clued in and stopped just in time, as it were.
Because that would put it up to a 7.
If you really... If it matters that much to you, okay.
It kind of does.
Okay.
All right, so go ahead and use that string then.
I will.
I stopped at just the right second, but you don't.
So, you either have to give yourself to her, promise something you think she wants, or give her a string against you.
Mara, we can't keep doing this. I'm with you again. But Mara, I promise. If there's something that happens between me and Gabe, I'll think about you first.
Which one of those three choices is that?
Promising you something later.
I think it's...
Or promising you something that I think you want. It could be a string. It's either a promise or it's a string.
Well, it's probably something you think she wants. Do you really think that's something she wants?
I think she wants me, and I think that she understands that I'm with someone. Mara, we can't have people know about this sort of thing. But... maybe later. I'll call you.
There you go.
You're pushy. But
plus one to secret Putin.
But Mara, I don't want this getting out. I'm with someone, and he can't find out. You understand? I can't be with you,
To do what?
To shut her down.
I'm trying to shut down a ghoul.
I rolled a 5. My hubris.
Alright. The only reason I'm not insulted by your attempt to keep me secret from your boyfriend is that it's kind of hard to keep a relationship secret from a relationship that's imaginary in the first place. Anyway.
Mara, over Chloe's shoulder, you see Brian's face in the second story window of the house watching you guys. You're not sure how long he's been watching or how much he's seen. But you're in the driver's seat, and you've pulled up where Chloe could easily get out and walk up the front. Well,
I am just waving over my shoulder at him in a way that Chloe can't see.
I guess I get out. I don't see it.
Well, now you see him.
Oh, now I see him?
Yeah.
Oh. I have to talk to him about that, too. See you later, Mara. Goodbye, platonic friend.
Goodbye, platonic friend.
You hear footsteps at the door, and it cracks open, and you see Brian's dad, who's short and pudgy, and has got a cigarette in the hand that opened the door, and it's got like one of the little chain things which he hasn't bothered to undo, and he's like, "Can I help you?"
Yeah, I'm one of Brian's friends, and I was wondering whether I could speak with him.
Oh, Brian's not here right now.
I thought he was upstairs in his room.
Nope. He's not here.
Does he not want to talk to me?
No, Brian's just not here right now.
See, I came all this way down here, and it'd be really awful if I couldn't get to see him. That's a 7.
To what? Turn him on? Or
yeah.
Okay.
What?
You didn't see that coming.
Apparently not yet.
You weren't watching his body language.
Oh,
or her body language, sorry.
Yeah. She just watched her cleavage radio. Her hoodie is like zipped down.
To show the pearls.
To show her pearl necklace.
Pearl necklace.
Oh. Yeah.
I see.
Wait. Shut up.
Yeah, he is definitely looks transfixed. He's a little bit shorter than you, so you can't get a really good view.
I'm not sure what I suspect.
He kind of grins. It's like, I'll see. Maybe he came back.
Oh, yeah, he can sometimes do that.
Brian! You here? Come down here. He closes the door and then opens it with the chain off.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Brian's dad. I'm sorry, I don't know your last name. I really apologize.
It's Jefferson.
Mr. Jefferson. Okay, I'm sorry.
Have you been friends with Brian long?
We really met this year. We met through Robin. We're both friends with Robin. And,
oh. Who's Robin?
Oh, Robin is a young person who is good friends with your Brian right there. They actually missed my party the other night for it. You would have loved it there. It would have been a lot of fun.
I see. And you invite me to your next party then?
Well, if you want.
He kind of grins a little, at which point Brian comes down the stairs.
Hey, Brian, can I talk to you? I came here because you're seeing Brian now, and I'm... Excuse me. You're seeing Robin now. And I wanted to talk to you about it. This isn't a bad visit. I'm not trying to, like, edge you out or anything like that. I just want to talk to you about Robin.
I saw Robin the other day, but...
Yeah, he did. He did. Listen, let's talk up in your room.
Okay.
All right.
He hasn't actually come all the way down the stairs. He just, like, tromps back up the stairs. So
I walk up behind him. We enter his room. Is it...
Mr. Jefferson watches you the whole way. He may not have heard a word that came out of your mouth.
That's entirely possible. So, hey, Brian! Nice room, by the way. I like the foot lamp, I guess. Weird.
Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of posters on the wall.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Video games and a lot of, like, anime and manga posters.
I suspected as much.
When you say foot lamp, is this actually the leg from A Christmas Story?
Well, I don't know.
But I'm saying.
Yes.
Okay. Proceed.
So, Brian, I know you're dating Robin now. Don't try to deny it.
I'm not stupid. Confused.
Well, Robin's decided that you're dating him, and that's going to be how it's going to go. So, let me tell you a little bit about Robin. He doesn't like pussies. And you are a pussy. You are disgusting. You're a worm. And he won't have 2 seconds with you if you don't fucking shape up. But I'm here to help you.
How are you here to help me?
Well, let me demonstrate. And I just sock him right dead in the nose. It's a 12.
Okay. So choose one.
Alright. Let's see, they're gonna need... Yes. I'm gonna need to hold... He's gonna need to hold steady.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Give it a second.
I thought you would take the string on.
I might need the string on him, actually. He's a pussy. Well, should we wait for...
I didn't want to encourage it, though.
So I'll grab the string. I think you're right. He's not going to punch me back.
Okay.
No, Brian. He's a worm.
He's a worm. Yeah.
Oh, no. He does have, like, a World of Warcraft replica sword thing.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to take the string on him.
Okay.
Did that hurt, Brian?
Yeah, he actually goes over, like... lands on his bed. His nose is like doing the one nostril bleed, and he almost looks like he's gonna cry.
Oh, is little Brian gonna cry? Oh,
you said you were gonna help me.
I am
a liar.
Don't you feel weak right now, Brian? No one would want you. You're pathetic. You disgust me.
Who says I want Robin?
You can have anything you want if you have enough power. I bet you want to hit me, don't you? You want me to stop.
What would you do if I hit you?
I hit you twice as hard, you little shit.
You're a girl. I'm not going to hit you.
Oh, I'm a girl, so you're not going to hit me? What if I do this? 12. I get another string on him.
Okay.
I sock him even harder.
You sock him. He's already sitting on the bed, and he goes over, and there's a crash, and you hear footsteps from behind you, from the doorway. What the hell is going on up here?
Sorry, we're having a little accident. I'm helping out Brian with something. Listen, if you want to come in, you certainly can, but you're going to need to give me a second.
He's already in the doorway behind
him. Oh, he's in the doorway? Hey!
Brian is, like, whimpering from the other side of the bed where he's fallen on the floor.
Listen. Your son tried to touch me.
That doesn't seem like Brian.
Well, would you touch me?
I think you should go.
Listen, I'm gonna need to talk to your son for a little bit longer.
Brian has clambered up over the bed, and his eyes are already starting to swell where you hit him the second time.
It's true.
I don't think so, girly.
No, I think so.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm going to have the power flow through me.
Remind me what that means.
Well, I get plus two in my next roll.
Okay.
Which is
in exchange for a string to Raz.
Okay. Now that is important information.
Yes, indeed. I'm also keeping track of Raz's
info. Right, but I like to know because my tally shows you at 4.
Yeah.
My tally shows me at 3.
No, you're at 4 now.
I was at 3. Now I'm at 4. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's fun.
And what are you trying to do?
I'm trying to punch that son of a bitch out.
Are you trying to punch Mr. Jefferson? I mean, you just rolled for it.
I'm volatile right now.
That's
so
what, an 8?
Yeah, get an 8.
Okay. Well. You sure do. But, choose one.
I think he can gain. He can hit me if he wants to.
Where are you aiming for? Just out of curiosity.
A little gut shot for his little gut.
I think you punch him in the gut and. But in doing so, you get close, and he wraps you in a bear hug and slams you against the wall, doing the one harm. But he's got you trapped pretty well. Like,
I'm going to call the cops, Mr. Jefferson, and I'm going to tell them that you and your son tried to rape me, unless you get out of this room right now. And I've got the bruises to prove it. You think for a second they won't believe me? I'm going to get out of this house in 2 seconds. You can even hear what I'm going to say to your son.
You can go ahead and leave. I don't think the cops will leave you.
We'll see. Brian, call out for Raz tonight. Maybe you won't be so much of a pussy. And I leave.
He'll let you.
Damn right he will. I'm gonna go to the cops.
Really?
As soon as I get out.
Okay.
I think I'd like to walk there dramatically.
That might take a little while, but
I
sure.
know, but it's part of it, you know. And we can, okay. You know, not necessarily.
So we might come back to the cops. Trying to think what else, if anything, we had planned for the weekend.
Checking my phone like every hour or so and making sure I haven't got any texts from Harmony.
For Brian.
Or Brian.
Did you guys have a... I think when you had the scene on Friday morning with Mara and Harmony, you were talking about going after school, and that never actually happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did want to have that mystery machine moment.
Yeah. We've even got four people.
Yeah.
Of course. We might all be girls.
But
that's okay. I'll be Shaggy.
Well, hold on a second. What's the dude's name? The big dumb dude.
God damn.
Freddy?
You can have a Freddy.
It was easy because I was about to say Freddy Prince Jr. And then I was like, oh, I can stop Freddy.
Yeah.
You can have a Freddy if you want.
So I think yeah, actually maybe like Saturday early afternoon, you get a text from Harmony. Why didn't you show up after school yesterday?
I had to go to the game. You didn't call me.
Oh. So what you're saying is you forgot.
Okay, maybe. Sorry. Do you want to go today?
Busy now?
No.
No.
Don't worry, I was going to text you.
Thank you.
So you said no to going now?
No, yes.
Yes to going now.
Why?
No to going now.
Will you pick me up?
Yes. But it might be staying cool.
Okay.
Lol.
Oh, to Prime there?
Yeah. Anyways, I want to text
Chassis.
Yeah. And
so what do you text
the deer.
Are we on the way back? Are we driving on the way back while she gets the text?
Sure.
All right. Oh, yeah. I mean, by early afternoon, we'd totally be back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I send Mara and Chassis a text at the same time with my technology.
Whoa. Busted.
And I'm like,
wanna investigate?
On the way back from dropping off.
So the
Chloe,
coma.
I'm passing Chloe, like walking, like,
yeah, I think you get a text,
like tattered, and you know, I'm like, that's kind of hot. And then I'm just like passing her, beaten up, all raped looking, and I'm like, yeah, what's up with that? Fine, keep driving. Don't text.
Don't text while you drive.
I'm already dead.
See, worst that can happen.
YOLO does not even apply.
Yo.
You might
yo.
4, 5,
yo,
6
infinity
times.
Sign.
Yeah.
Yo, noob.
You only live forever.
So, what does the text actually say? Want to meet up? Burr, burr, burr.
Want to meet at the house, the one where the stuff happened.
Jesse really does text you just why back. It's her modus operandi.
What's that all about?
Oh, it's just you know, I got stuff to do. I mean, as soon as we get back and clean up, you know. Yeah. You probably need rest after your big game, after all. And you need to rest that shoulder and put ice on it. And, yeah.
Yeah.
I just, while you're saying that, I'm just texting Gabe, hey.
Hey.
Wanna go to, like, a haunted house? The thing where I ate people? I'm about to go there. Wanna come?
Why are you going there? It's dangerous.
To check shit out.
So what are... You got a text, too. You're popular.
Yeah,
And then I put YOLO Infinity
sign. Dude, that's not funny. Well, I can't let you go there alone.
I'm not.
Well, who's going with you?
The Robin and... I think... Yearbook and...
So you're checking out that whole Marcel thing?
Oh, I guess that's kind of related to it, too. Yeah. That.
Huh. Well, I'll totally come with you, then.
Alright.
I'm just looking at you while you're doing this. I'm not reading what you're writing. I'm just looking at your face.
I guess...
I just saw Chloe all ratted up and hot looking. It was sweet.
Yeah, she'd have to get. And then I stopped myself. I start texting. She'd have to lose about. And then I stopped myself. delete. Yeah, I don't think so. Lol.
One thing Gabe does right.
I'm flirting slowly. Where are we meeting?
Haunted house.
Get you there.
Yay.
Alright.
So we're just driving home. Neither of us knows where to see each other 10 minutes or a half hour.
I like to think that I've mounted the phone into the steering wheel.
Like a Wiimote. Steering
wheel. Just glue a Wiimote to
just
it.
Just like Mario.
Yeah.
So I think you don't have too much trouble driving because you've seen Chloe do it a bunch, and you also seen Brian do it poorly,
and you just kind of absorb your significant others,
and you're, I think you're pretty much fine until you see Chloe walking down the road, and that kind of fucks up your concentration.
Mm. I'm kind of beat to shit. You okay with that?
Should I roll to hold steady?
Yeah, I want you to hold steady.
Oh, I should have done that too, because that would have been a feeding moment.
Drive on by.
Oh, yeah.
Or,
ooh, and I failed it.
Nine. Yeah, it is only nine.
So
that would have totally, like, distracted the fuck out of me.
I can't gain terrified. I'm terrified. Already terrified.
Robin is always terrified.
Robin is in many conditions. But
so you
just, like, look at her. Probably look at the back of her head as I'm driving faster.
I'm gonna just keep the car going straight and, like, cut someone off at the exit as you just keep the car going straight.
Does everyone get to see me walking back? But does everyone get that scene? Okay.
Apparently.
They might, depending on what route they take.
That's true.
Road
well traveled.
And so you said you wanted to hold steady when you saw Chloe all beat up as well.
You rolled some kind of four.
She blew the move. Got the XP.
Blew the move.
Well, I do look delicious.
I think. I think you managed to keep together, but man, you are hungry. Yeah, I can't.
But
I don't think I can
eat people because you're not your darkest self.
I don't think I can actually give you the condition hungry, but
why not?
I think
fine,
you can
do it.
Starving. Yeah.
Yeah, starving.
Yeah.
Starving? Okay. That sounds good.
Ravenous.
Make you salivate.
Ooh, I like that word.
Ravenous.
That has other connotations. This is going to be feral the rest of the session.
And remember, my ravenous has different meanings. There's a whole bunch of things.
Alright. So, at the police station.
Oh, God. Someone help me. Please. Please.
One of the officer at the front desk looks over and says, "Are you okay? What's wrong?"
He tried to rape me. He tried to rape me. And I got away. And the mayor is gonna get me. Jefferson. Mr. Jefferson. Get a Sunday bride. I don't know his name. I'm just going over to say hi, and they tried to rape me.
That's. Come back here and. He gives a holler, and one of the female detectives, comes out and, like, puts her arm around you and takes you off into a not a holding cell or like, you know, they've got little rooms, conference room, there's the word for it. And it's like, calm down. Can I get you something to drink?
Oh no.
Tell me what happened.
I went to see Brian Jefferson because he's dating my old boyfriend, and I wanted to tell him to take care of him, and then he and his dad tried to rape me, and they said that it wouldn't work what I told you because they were going to lie to say I didn't do it.
That's terrible. Did this just happen?
Yes, I walked from here.
What did they do to you?
They tried to. Oh, he grabbed me, punched his stupid shitty son, and I got out of there.
Well, we'll send someone down.
Oh no, don't do it. They'll find me.
Who'll find
it? Jefferson will find me. He'll rape me.
No, we can keep you safe here. Look, it's gonna be okay. Well, I know this is traumatic, especially with all the other stuff that happened this week. But you're safe here.
You keep me safe.
Yeah, we're the police. Our job is to protect people.
You won't let him do it.
No.
Thank you.
I just collapse into a crying ball of incomprehensibleness.
Okay.
I'm gonna wrap myself around the police officer.
She like does her best to comfort you, and like eventually extricates herself and goes off and talks to some of the other policemen, and then comes back. Maybe with like donuts and bad coffee, or soda.
Oh. Did you hear what just happened? Why the cell phone? Someone broke it.
Congratulations, at this point both Gabe and his player hate your character.
I think I actually want to have you hold steady here.
Okay.
Because these are authority figures and you're definitely trying to put one over on them. That's not the easiest thing to do ever.
Alright. We'll see. I don't got no more Raz the Butchers in my pocket.
Aw. Ooh. Could.
Not now. It's too late.
What's that?
That's five.
Five.
Too late anyway. I had to do it to the next roll.
Mm.
I was not willing to risk that. So there's some.
So I think after plying you with the donuts, and maybe it's actually soda, not coffee.
Probably
be. But it's like off-brand soda. They don't have a real vending machine.
Get right cola.
Now. Yeah,
cola brand. Stuff's like, good.
That's better than bad.
Lion.
And she's like, "Well, we've dispatched a car, and they'll bring them in, and we'll get to the bottom of the matter."
Thank you.
Now, you said it was Brian Jefferson, right?
Uh huh.
Was he at your party on Friday?
I don't know.
Or no, the party was on
Thursday night.
Thursday. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't remember.
You didn't remember? Why didn't you remember?
There were a lot of people at that party.
Yeah.
I couldn't see all of them. So maybe. I don't know.
Were you at the party the whole time?
On Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was. I got a whole bunch of people who saw...
Why are you asking?
What about Tayshaun? Was he at the party with you?
Yeah, Tayshaun and I were at the party together. We...
What about Jeff? Was he at your party?
I don't know. There were a bunch of football guys there, maybe?
Okay. What about Bryce? Did he come to your party?
Bryce? Oh, shit. I don't know.
I'm on a cutscene here, but she's definitely changed the subject.
She's thinking about, like, some haunted house action.
Yeah, and she's figuring that you are vulnerable and more likely to spill the beans about that while you're waiting for other shit to happen.
This is what passes for police procedure in our dumb little town. Yeah, grill the rape victim.
Yeah.
Why do you think there's no crime here?
Exactly. Right.
So unless you have anything else you want to do with the police, I don't think they're going to actually,
a terrible detective.
Oh, that poor rape victim.
Do you think she knows anything about those murders? I bet
she
does.
The only reason she's asking you is because she thinks you're full of shit.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you do.
Let's not speculate.
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. iPodcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.